Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one Lord across all of us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
from the Acts of the Apostles. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem was going out to him and were baptized by him in the River Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came down from heaven, "You are my son, my beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Amen.
name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. One of my favorite stories of all time is a novel that later became a movie called Ordinary People. It is the story of two boys, brothers, Buck and Conrad Jarrett. They are handsome and popular. They live in a large, beautiful suburban house. Their parents are happily married, and the mother particularly dotes on and adores the older boy, Buck. After Buck's graduation from high school, he and Conrad decide to go out sailing. Conrad has just one more year of high school, and he generally operates in his brother's shadow, looking up to his brother for guidance and assurance. It is late in the evening when they set out in the boat. Conrad says to Brett, "I've heard that there might be a storm coming. Maybe we shouldn't go." "Ah, don't worry, bro," Buck says, and he hits him on the shoulder. They go way out into the ocean. And sure enough, the storm comes. Huge wind and waves, beyond anything they could have imagined. They try desperately to keep the sailboat upright, but with the humongous wave, it capsizes. Conrad holds on to the capsized boat for dear life, and Buck is drowned. Conrad goes home after this terrible accident, and he's changed. He doesn't know how to live. He feels that the accident was his fault, that he should never have allowed his brother to go out with him, that he doesn't deserve to be alive, that he's a bad person. His grief turns into deep depression, and he wants to die. His mother, who is overcome by her grief for Buck, can hardly speak to Conrad, and this only makes him feel worse. He goes to a hospital where he stays for 3 months and then tries to get back to school, to his old life. But all of the things that he enjoyed before mean nothing to him. Not swimming, not singing in choir, nothing, not even his friends. He doesn't want to be alive. In a last-ditch attempt, he agrees to see a psychiatrist, a Jewish man, a counselor. The man has this small office, kind of dark. All he does in most of the sessions is just sit there and listen. He doesn't say very much at all. But Conrad begins to trust him. Late one night, Conrad is overcome with a nightmarish feeling of fear and dread. He doesn't know how to be alive, so he calls the doctor. And in a trembling voice, he says, "Please, I have to see you right now." The doctor is wise enough to know that this is a genuine cry for help. So he gets out of bed, puts his coat on over his pajamas, and meets the boy at his office. The boy paces back and forth, crying and finally telling the exact story of what happened in the boat, of how he held on instead of going out to swim and search for his brother, of how he feels that he doesn't deserve to be alive. And the quiet counselor speaks. His words are so important. "Conrad," he says, "you are a good person. Did it ever occur to you that you might be the stronger one?" The Gospel of Mark is the shortest of the four Gospels. Scholars believe that it was written the earliest. Mark was in a rush to write the story down because the disciples had started to die. Unlike the other gospel writers, Mark writes only what he considers to be essential information. Just the essentials. Mark's gospel does not tell us anything about Jesus' birth. Nothing. Instead, Mark's gospel begins with what he believes is the true beginning of Jesus' ministry, the baptism. Mark believes that Jesus becomes fully himself when he is baptized, and that his birth and his childhood were all just preparation for the moment of his baptism. Mark does not tell us anything of a conversation between John the Baptist and Jesus, of John not feeling worthy, none of that. In a very simple way, Mark simply tells us that Jesus came to the River Jordan, that he knelt down in the water, and John baptized him. And then Mark mentions the words that he considers the most important words of the baptism. These are the words of God the Almighty, who calls out of the heavens and says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." I've never really liked the English translation, "well pleased." It reminds me of my grandmother and sitting at dinner when she would say things like, "I'm very pleased with your grades." So I looked up the ancient Greek. And oh, what God said is so rich. What God said really means more like, "I call you good. You are my son, the beloved. I call you good. I name you good. In the book of Genesis that we read this morning, in the very beginning of the Bible, God creates the heavens and the earth. And after each creation, what does God say? It is good. The light is good, and the earth is good. The waters are good. The animals are good. And the human beings are good. But when we fell from God's grace, we became estranged, and we forgot our goodness. We are going to baptize two beautiful people this morning. Little baby Owen, who is sleeping so peacefully in his mommy's arms. Sorry, Owen, we're about to wake you up. And Kristen, who is a college student, who we're so blessed to have with us. When these two people are baptized, God will name them good. We've been doing these leadership breakfasts about the state of the child in Jacksonville, about what is happening to our children. If you look at the prisons, if you look at people who have been accused of violent crimes, if you ask them about their childhood, you will hear very similar stories. Someone way back in their childhood either abandoned them or hit them or abused them, and they were told, maybe without words, but they were told that they were not good. And when a child begins to believe that he or she is not good, it is a short walk from there to hatred and violence. One of the things that I love most about our deacon, Ben, is that every week he walks the halls of the maximum security prisons and he talks to the inmates. And when he talks to them, he doesn't see them as bad. Instead, he searches for the good. He searches for it, hoping to find something deep inside that person that clings to God, that hopes and yearns for God, something that he can name as good. When Conrad Jarrett was in that office and the doctor said, "You are a good person," don't you realize that you might have been the stronger one? When God said that through the psychiatrist, Conrad began to heal. It wasn't that everything was easy from that point on. But it was like he was given an anchor, that someone saw him as good, someone believed in him. And from that point on, he was able slowly to find his way back to health. I want you, congregation, to see these two people as good from this day forward. You will vow to support them in their life in Christ, edify them. Listen to them. Edify each other. Listen to each other. When you hear in your mind or from others that you are bad or ugly or fat or stupid or whatever it is that you hear, understand that those voices are not of God. It is very simple. God calls the creation good. God calls you good. In baptism. And anything that says otherwise is not of God. Amen. Will the candidates for baptism now come forward? That's right, big sisters too. Are we ready? Congregation, we're on page 3 in your bulletins. The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present Owen Anthony Olano to receive the sacrament of baptism.
I present Kristen Alexandra Jones to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Parents and godparents, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help this child to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Kristen, do you desire to be baptized? Kristen, Karen, parents, godparents, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce them.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord? Congregation, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these persons in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of our Lord.
He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, with God's help.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, with God's help.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will, with God's help.
Let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Any children who are here are welcome to come forward, or anyone who wants to see better, and families, come on in so you can see. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who here are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Parents, name this child.
Owen Anthony.
Owen Anthony. Owen Anthony, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Owen Anthony, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Kristen Alexandra, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kristen Alexandra, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified. Proclaim his resurrection and share with us in his eternal priesthood. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, all of you. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. Let us welcome our two newest members of the cathedral. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here. If you're visiting or new, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter, so I hope you'll do that. We also have welcome bags at the back, and we have people that can give you a tour of this beautiful place. Next Saturday, we have a renowned scholar coming to the cathedral. Her name is Phyllis Tickle. Her theory is that every 500 years, the church goes through a major change, like the rise of the institutional church, or the split between the East and the West, or the Reformation. And now we're entering into a new historic change period. So if you want to hear about what's happening or what's going to happen to the church, look in your bulletin to get the details about her visit. For those of you who have pledged, I'm so thankful to you. And you have your envelopes are out in the narthex over here. So if you like picking up envelopes and having them to remind you, they're there for you with your name on them. And speaking of giving, we have the beautiful St. Mary's Mission, which is in Springfield, which ministers to the poor all the time. Every month they give us paper bags with a list of things that they need, diapers or baby food or whatever it is. If you can, pick up a bag in the back of the church, and when you go to the grocery store, buy a few things for them and then bring it back next Sunday. We do this once a month, and it's a wonderful way to help them. As we bring our gifts forward today, we're going to sing a new offering hymn, which has to do with the wise men's offering of their gifts for the season of Epiphany. That hymn is number 119, verses 1 and 3. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be, the vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home.
By your will, they were created and have their being.
From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Risen Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom, with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep peace. Alleluia.
These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ be with you to defend you, within you to keep you, before you to lead you, beside you to guard you, and above you to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.